Penguin Random House Audio presents The Pope Who Would Be King, The Exile of Pius IX and the Emergence of Modern Europe by David I. Kurtzer. Read for you by Will Dameron. Let lips of iron and tongues of slaves fit welcome give thee. For her part, Rome, frowning o'er her new-made graves, shall curse thee from her heart. Excerpted from John Greenleaf Whittier to Pius IX, 1849. Prologue. In his apartment, high up in Rome's massive Quirinal Palace, Pius IX worried that his plan to escape might end in disaster. Little more than a week earlier, thousands of Romans had besieged the Quirinal, calling for a government of their choosing and an end to priestly rule. Men had wheeled a cannon into the piazza and aimed it at the palace entrance. The Pope's noble guardsmen, Roman aristocrats, normally eager to don their medieval uniforms and hobnob with the Pope, had deserted him, fearing for their lives. The cardinals, too, fled the city, blaming the Pope for their misfortune. When protesters that day set fire to a Quirinal gate, a small band of Swiss guardsmen did their best to shield the papal attendants who battled the flames. Clutching their rifles, members of the civic guard, composed of Romans of the better classes, climbed onto the roofs of neighboring buildings and began shooting at the palace. As the Pope's scholarly secretary of Latin letters, Monsignor